Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth level in Parshas Vayetze. That's Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the pasuk tells us Vayakam Yaakov. Yaakov got up, Vayisa Esbanav Esnashav Al Gamalim, and he put his sons and his wives on the camels. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Zayin Esbanav Esnashav Hiktim Zacharim LeNekevus. He put the males before the females. The Esav Hiktim LeNekevus LeZacharim. Esav he put the females before the males. Shneimer says Vayikach Esav Esnashav Esbanav. He took his wives and then he took his sons. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayinagas Kol Mikneu, and he led all of his flocks as Koruchush Esherachash and all the possessions that he bought, Mikne Kinyon Esherachash Padan Aram, all the possessions that he had acquired in Padan Aram, Lovil Yitzhak Aviv Arts of Canaan, to come to Yitzhak his father into the land of Canaan. Now, Vlovin Halach Ligzas is Tainoi. Lovin had went to shear his sheep, Vatignoiv Rachel is Hatrafim Asher Lavia, and Rachel stole the idols that her father had. Vayignoiv Yaakov is Lev Lovin Harami, and Yaakov stole the heart of Lovin Harami. This doesn't mean he stole his heart, it means he deceived him. Ad Beli Higid Loi Kibarechu. He didn't tell him that he was running away. Vayivarchu Vachal Asher Loi. He and everything that he had fled. Vayakam Vayavar Sanar, they got up and they crossed over the river. Vayasam as pun of Har Gilad, and he turned towards Har Gilad. Vayugad Lovin Bayam Ashlishi, he was told to Lovin on the third day, Kibarach Yaakov, that Yaakov ran away. Vayikach as Echav Imoi, so he took his brothers with him. Vayirdov Acharav, and he chased after him. Derech Shivas Yamim, it was a 7-day journey. Vayad Beka Seba Har Gilad, and he met up with him at Har Gilad. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yotes, Ligzai as Sinai, he went to shear his sheep. Shinasan Biyad Bun of Derech Shlishas Yamim, Beinu Vein Yaakov, remember, he put a 3-day distance in between his sons and Yaakov. Vatignav Rachas Atrafim, why is it that she stole her father's idols? She wanted that her father wouldn't serve idols anymore. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chav Beis by Yom Shlishi on the third day. Since there was a 3-day journey in between them, it took this messenger 3 days to get to Lavan. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Chav Gimel as Echav Kroivav. He took his relatives. Derech Shivas Yomim. It was a journey of 7 days. How do we get this cheshbon of 7 days? Call Osen Shlosh Yom Shahal Chamagi Lahagi Lavan. These 3 days that it took for the messenger to go tell Lavan that Yaakov ran away. Halach Yaakov Derech. So Yaakov went along his way. So now it's a 6-day journey. Nimtza Yaakov rachak milavan shisha yamim. Turns out Yaakov was 6 days away from Lavan. Ubashvi he siga Lavan, and on the 7th day Lavan caught up with him. Laman we learn from here. Kol mashalach Yaakov v'shiva yamim. Everything Yaakov journeyed in 7 days. Halach Lavan b'yay mechad. It took Lavan only 1 day to journey. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Dalid. Vayavel came a Lavan orami b'chalei malayla. Hashem appeared to Lavan in the dream in the middle of the night. Vayomer lo and he told him, Hishamer lecha, be very careful. Pentadabir Yaakov mitoy vadra. Do not speak to Yaakov, not for the good or for the bad. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Dalid. What does that mean? Anything which might be considered good for Hashem, ra hi yetzol tzadikim, that is bad for tzadikim. So don't speak to Yaakov at all. Do not engage with him. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Hei Vayaseg Lovin as Yaakov. Lovin caught up with Yaakov. The Yaakov takas alay bahar. Yaakov had pitched his tent by the mountain. Lovin takas echav bahar Gilad, and Lovin he set up camp by Har Gilad. Vayomer Lovin li Yaakov. Lovin told Yaakov, me asisa, what did you do about Tignoi v'Nesalvavi that you deceived me? Vatanag is benoisik eshvui is charev, and you led my daughters away like the captives of the sword. Lamanach beisal levrayach. Why did you stealthily flee? Vatiknav Isi and you tricked me, Valoy Gatuli, you didn't tell me. I would have sent you off with song and rejoicing and with musical instruments. Vlainitashtani and you didn't allow me, Lenashik Levani of Noisai, to kiss my sons and daughters. Atoy Skalta Asoi, you have acted foolishly. Yeshla El Yadi Lasi Simachimra, I really have the ability to do something bad to you. Velakea Vichem Emesh Omar Eli Lemar, but the God of your father last night he told me saying, Hisham Lachami Dabram Yaakov Mitai Vadra, you should be very careful, don't speak to Yaakov, not for the good or for the bad. Now you went, because you longed for your father's house. Why did you steal my gods? So Yaakov answered and he told Lavan, I was afraid. I told myself, perhaps you're going to steal your daughters from me. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. I was afraid. He answered his first question first. Lavan asked him, you led my daughters away like captives of the sword, as if they were captives. So he answered, that's because I was afraid you were going to take your daughters away from me. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, he answers the second question about the stolen idols. The one that you find your gods with, they will not live. In the presence of our brothers, it shall be recognized to you. What is with me? And take it for yourself. Now, Yaakov didn't know that Rachel stole them. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Because of that curse, Rachel died along the way. Whatever is with me that belongs to you. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Lavan went into Yaakov's tent and into Leah's tent and into the tents of the two maidservants, and he didn't find his idols. But when he left Leah's tent, and he went back into Rachel's tent. Let's just see Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Ba'oil Yaakov. He went into Yaakov's tent. Who oil Rachel? That's the same tent as Rachel's tent. Shaya Yaakov Tadar Etzla. Yaakov was always with Rachel. V'cheinu Oimer b'nei Rachel Eishas Yaakov. Uvekulan loynemar Eishas Yaakov. None of them say Eishas Yaakov. So when he went into Yaakov's tent, that means he also went into Rachel's tent. And then the pasuk says Vayavi ba'el Rachel, he went to Rachel's tent. Kshayatz ma'el Leah, when he left Leah's tent, Chazer Leah lo'el Rachel kaidim shchipes ba'el ma'is. He went back into Rachel's tent before he started looking through the maidservants' tents. V'chol kach lama, why did he do that? Why did he go back into Rachel's tent a second time? That's because Lafisha hayamakir bashehi mash mishanes. He knew that she was always touching things, she was always feeling things, she had her hand in stuff. So therefore, he went back to her tent because he suspected her. Now back to Chumash pasuk lama dalid. V'Rachel lachas atrafim. She took the idols v'atesimim bekar hagamel v'teishav aleim. She put them in the pillow of the camel and she sat on them. V'imashish Lavan is kol oil and Lavan felt through everything that was in the tent. V'loy matzah and he didn't find them. Let's just see Rashi over here pasuk lama dalid bekar hagamel l'shain kar muksasos. This is an expression of pillows and cushions. Kitargumai b'avito de gamla v'himer dasa suyikmin kar. It's some sort of saddle that's made like a pillow and there's a place that you could put stuff inside. So back to Chumash pasuk lama hey v'atomer levia. She told her father, Al yichar b'ena adoyni. You shouldn't be upset at me. Kiloy uchalakum panecha. I'm not able to get up. Kiderch nashimli. Because the way of women is to me. V'ychapes v'loy matzas atrafim. And he looked for and he did not find the idols. V'yichar liYaakov. So now Yaakov got upset. V'yarv b'Lavan. And he took it up with Lavan. V'yan Yaakov v'yomer Lavan. Yaakov spoke up and he told Lavan, Ma pishi ma chatasi kidolak d'acharai. What is my transgression? What's my sin that you've pursued me? You've chased after me. Ki mishashes kol kelai. You touch everything that I had. Ma matzas mikol klei beisecha. What do you find from all the kelim of your house? Sim kai neged achai v'achecha. Place it over here in front of my brothers and your brothers. V'yichichu ben shenenu. And then let them decide between the two of us. Ze esrim shana noichi imach. This 20 years that I've been with you, b'richei lecha v'zecha loishi kelu. Your female sheep and goats, they did not miscarry. V'eilei tzoncha loya chalti. And the rams of your flock, I haven't eaten. I didn't eat a single one of your sheep or goats. Trefa levesei lecha. I never brought a trefa to you, one that was torn by a wild animal. Anoichi achatena. I absorbed all the loss. Miyadi tevakshena. From my hand, you would take it. Gnuvsi yom, gnuvsi loyla. If something was stolen during the day or stolen at night. Hayisi. You know how I was? By yom achlani chayrev. During the day, the heat consumed me. The karech balayla. And the cold at night. Batidar shnasi me'enoi. Batidar shnasi me'enoi. And sleep drifted from my eyes. Zeli esrim shana b'vesecha. This 20 years that I was in your house. Avaticha arbasrei shana b'shtei b'naisecha. I worked for you for 14 years for your daughters. V'shei shana b'tzoynecha. Another 6 years for your sheep. Vatachlefes maskurt yaseris mainim. You changed my wages tens of times, as we said 100 times. Lule alakei avi alakei avram upachad yitzhak hayali. If not for the fact that the God of my father, the God of Avram and Pachad Yitzhak had been there for me, ki ata rekam shalachtani, you would have sent me away empty-handed, as ani, my poverty, vasugia kapai, and the hard work of my hands, royal kim, Hashem saw it, vayoychach amesh, and he rebuked you last night. So here we have Yaakov really giving it to Lavan for the first time ever. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk mem beis, upachad yitzhak, v'loy ratzolemer alakei yitzhak, he didn't want to say the God of Yitzhak, she'enakosh baruchu miyachad shmel tzadikim b'chayim. As we've said previously, Hashem usually doesn't use his name, he doesn't say that he's the God of someone if that person is still alive. Even though Hashem himself told Yaakov when he left Be'er Sheva, Ani Hashem alkei Avram avicha velekei Yitzchak, that's b'shvil shako enov, we already said, that's because Yitzchak couldn't see, v'harehu kemez, he's like he was dead, so that's why Hashem said it, he was able to say alkei Yitzchak. But Yaakov nisyari loymar alkei, Yaakov was afraid to say that he was the God of Yitzchak v'amr, so therefore he said, upachad Yitzchak. V'yoychach, what does that mean? L'shein techechahu, this is an expression of techecha, of rebuke. V'loy l'shein hoychachahu, it's not a lashon of hoychacha, it's techecha, which is rebuke. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the last aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.